Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. I'm joined by Clem Chambers, the CEO and founder at ADVFN. How are you today, Clem?
Very good, thank you.
Okay, we've got nothing to, we've got the market surging again. We've got FTSE and the DAX up again. Seems that there's nothing can really stop these markets in these as the heat of the summer starts to accelerate. What's your call here?
I think it's actually quite quiet out there in the market, and I think the moves that are on are quite technical. But I do think the thing that you need to watch at the moment is the reverse QE that's going to be going on in the States. I mean, I think that's quite a biggie because it's reverse QE, right? I mean, if it doesn't pull the markets down or at least hold them back, what's the point of QE in the first place? Now, I think QE has been very, very important for these bull markets over these years. And now it's going into reverse in America. So it's got to be a drag. And I think they've been extremely good at stopping the world economy falling off a cliff. They haven't exactly boosted it much, but now they're going to be doing the opposite. They're going to have to be perhaps a little bit cleverer in stopping the world economy falling off a cliff, because actually they'll be doing the pushing here.
But I mean, interest rates were raised in the US again last week, but that policy of normalization of rates was supposed to go hand in hand with the tax breaks and the infrastructure bazooka. So, but we're already getting the interest rate part now. Is there a danger in that strategy?
Well, I think there's a danger in all the strategies in economics at the moment. I think QE was dangerous. It succeeded. Reverse QE is going to be dangerous. It might not succeed. The thing about it, again, it's unknown territory. They can stop doing it, of course, but you know, I don't think interest rates are as important as liquidity, because QE pushes cash into the market. And let's face it, if someone came to you and offered to lend you, you know, 100 million at 2%, Zach, you'd say, thank you very much, I'm going to spend it for 50 years and then tell you I've run out of money. 2% isn't interest rates. I mean, 5, 7, 8%, that's interest rates. So, you know, what's the point of having a 2% interest rate if you can't borrow money at it? And I mean, I don't know about you, but all the money I borrow on my credit cards all seems to say 18% and all that stuff. So, you know, I think, again, the interest it's very important for people with houses, for sure. But more important is the availability of money and the velocity of money and, you know, and how much M2 you've got. And there's not enough M2. The velocity of money has slowed down because you try, you know, transferring $250,000 from one bank account to another. It takes days. It's the velocity of money has gone to hell in a handbasket. So, there is still not enough money out there. And with a reverse QE underway, there's going to be less money. And I think that's going to be a very tricky thing for them to navigate without real drag on the economy. I mean, a lot of corporations, if they can't roll their ridiculous debt, are in big trouble, and it's going to really, really hurt corporates trying to roll their, monumental debt.
Well, I mean, getting closer to home, you've got this minority government of Theresa May, and the leadership and the politics is getting a bit fraught, I think, to say the least. Do you think that's going to affect UK PLC at all?
Well, I mean, my personal belief in this whole thing is if everybody's on their toes, it's good for the economy. I mean, that's why we got a good, effect from Donald Trump. It doesn't mean he's a sane economic genius or anything. It just means that everybody's, you know, on their toes and active and watching out for themselves. And, I think that's a very good thing to have. So if people go to sleep because we're having a smooth Brexit and, you know, politics not as usual, everybody's agreeing with each other, they'll just fall into a miasma again, and that would be bad for the economy. So I think a little bit of chaos is a good thing for economics, because it makes people fret about the future and get off their rear ends and actually do something about it.
Jeremy Corbyn suggesting that the properties, luxury apartments be requisitioned. Is that the sort of thing that makes London or the city or this country look good abroad?
Well, I mean, comrade, I mean, it's quite a good idea if you're a communist, and I think that money should also be banned and free love and all that. And, I remember back in the 70s when it almost got to the position where people could just walk into empty houses. Is it going to come back? Is Corbyn electable? Blah, blah, blah. Who knows? I mean, Brexit's more important. You know, a lack of Russians buying mansions is probably more important than that long shot. And, you know, not being able to get into Europe without a visa in due course, etc., etc. They're the sort of things that are going to drag on house prices. The top of the pyramid has pulled up house prices in London, which pulls up house prices everywhere else, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think Brexit helps out at all. And Bank of England being, you know, bullish on interest rates all of a sudden, which seems to be a bit incredible, that's also not going to help if they actually follow through on it. So, you know, I think there's a lot of drags on, if you're interested in house prices, on house prices. But me in property, I don't like property. I mean, you know, when you can put it in the market and get 20%, why do you need to put it in houses?
Right. So, I mean, I think the headline today was, you know, the asking prices have seen the first June fall rather since 2009, according to Rightmove. Is that an indicator of some kind?
Well, one of my investment strategies is invest with the government. If the people in government, you know, fanatical about gerbils, put your money in gerbils. If they're fanatical about, you know, pogo dancing, go pogo dance. And, you know, basically people in government have all got all their money in their real estate. So it's the last thing in the world that they want to see fall off the face of the earth. They've got all the tools to support it and make it unnaturally expensive. So, you know, it really would be a monumental lash up by the government. Not that they could ever do a monumental lash up, could they now?
No.
To hurt house prices. House prices go through cycles. I mean, I remember 89 did quite well there. And, you know, anybody that bought property and just held it does well over the long term. But in the short term, it can whip around and go against you. And if you go all in and, you know, do a ninja loan and get a big house and you do it at the wrong time, you know, you get flattened.
Okay, well, we'll hope that that doesn't happen for a while. Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADBFN.com, thank you very much for joining us today.
Cheers, Zach.